Blog Talk Radio.
So much anticipation, okay, it's for producers and songwriters.
Kevin Shine. Follow him, Kevin_ANR_Shine. 11 is going to be in there at 11:09:50. And your man, Booty the Future and Grand Music is going to be live in the music in the building also. Shout out to Coast to Coast DJs, AU DJs, Diverse Media Group, The Firm, Street Queens Movement, Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying, 21 and older, Ideas and Must, Just Casual, February 18, 2011, bring your business cards, CDs, all of that. It's from 7 to 12 o'clock. And it's located at, it's an Ecuadorian bar and restaurant. It's 767 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454, between Bruckner and Willow. You can take the 6 train to Cypress, and you can walk across the street. The phone number to the restaurant is 718-585-8389. And shout out to Carlos, who is sponsoring us with his spot. So shout out to Carlos for showing us that mad love right there. And we got callers live on the line. Also on top of that, shout out to everybody that's definitely holding us down. Lush Radio Online's Twitter just got 3,000 followers today. That was my goal for 2011. If I don't get 3,000 followers, I was going to shut my my Twitter account down. But I got 3,000 now. We got 3,000 followers today. And, yay, we need to clap for us. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate that. But make sure you come to the Essence of Icons. Also, we're going to have Ayanna Gable live in the building with us. And we're talking about business. We got a caller from the 201. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What do you do, baby?
Yo, what's going on, Lush? How's everything?
Everything is copacetic over here. We are feeling lovely.
That's what's up. This is Big Q calling from Jersey. You know, I haven't been on here in a minute. I've been working hard and hard, you know, trying to do my thing on my grind. Trying to make their ducats and everything, and just calling to give some love.
That's what it is. We're talking about, let's talk about business. So what are some of your keys to success in keeping your business together in 2011? Some of the mistakes you might have made in the past that you changed this year?
Well, my business is fairly new. It's not even, it's about barely 6 months old and everything. The key to success is customer satisfaction. As long as you keep your customers happy, they're gonna come in. You know, I got one of the largest laundromats in the Essex County area, with a restaurant, beauty salon, and barbershop in there, and a daycare. So it's like all in one facility. And what I do is, if you can't come to us, we'll come to you, bring you to the laundromat. You know, so it's all in customer satisfaction, you know, making your customer happy. If you can make your customer happy and give them the things they need and want, that they'll be glad to come back, you know. And I got a lot of customers that come there faithfully. If they're not coming to get their laundry done, they come to get their hair did or a haircut, you know, or just come to the restaurant in there. You know, it's all about customer satisfaction.
Definitely. Truly appreciate you for calling online. Shout out to Jersey. Shout out to all those people, you know, that's looking to get into travel this year, you know, and you're looking for reasonable prices. My girl, Romaine, shout out to her. She got the traveling agency. And, you know, you want to fly, you want discounted rates, holla at us over here, Lush Radio. Yo, we got you. You know what I mean? We'll holler at my girl, Romaine, to see what we can do for you over here on our side. Also, since you talked about customer service, we have to understand that most of the time the customer is right. Whether you're working at a restaurant, whether you're doing a marketing business, whether you're doing a phone service, you always have to be professional at all times. Stay professional. And also on top of that, if a client pays you money, that means that the job must be done. I don't care if you're sick or whatever. The client doesn't want to hear that. The client says, I paid my money. I want this done. So it's your obligation to get that done. And I believe in customer service, and I believe in providing quality service to the client, because if you don't leave that good rapport with any client that you deal with, most chances are you won't have them again. That might be a big paying client, and due to one mistake. And also, the other thing that I want to advise you people to do is when you have people that are working with you, maybe they're your assistants or something like that, if it's your big account, don't allow your assistant that's a trainee to take over your account, which might cause some kind of rift or drama or anything like that. You don't want to do that. You know, you don't want to do that because it's not worth it at the end of the day to lose a big client because you're lazy and you don't want to do the work, you know what I mean, the work that you're supposed to do, you know. So that's what it is, man. Lush Radio Online, we're live in the building, and we're talking about business. Also, man, a lot of you guys got your refund checks. Ding, 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 Yahtzee. So a lot of you taking your refund checks and spending it kind of frivolously as if there's no tomorrow or maybe your life is ending or something like that. You need to stop doing that. A lot of people, you know, they suggest CDs and stuff like that. Okay, CDs used to grow interest slightly. What I suggest is if you have a credit union, and most of the time if you have a friend or family, they can open up a credit, they can open up a bank account for you with the credit union, you know, as long as you're a family member or friend or whatever, you can do that. I know with educational systems, credit union, you can do that. They have the best rates. They have definitely the best rates when it comes to do that. Also, you know what I mean, try them when it comes to CDs. Take that money and invest in something. If you're going to blow something, okay. If you want to feel like you're going to blow $500, but the rest of the money, stack, let it build interest and stuff like that, or invest it in something that's going to make you money in a return. We need to start getting returns in 2011. Make money, let our money make money for us instead of always spending our money and getting nothing back for it. It's time for a change. Change the cycle. Everybody can be rich. Everybody can make money, but you have to do it wisely. And we have to budget. Most of us have most of the necessities we need, but we overspend because we have it, and it's tangible. It's not hand. You understand? This is what I advise you guys nowadays, right? Because I'm going to tell you, the biggest people that can actually make you broke out here is your family and friends, especially when you guys get your tax money, okay? I suggest to most of you guys take the amount of money that you think you're going to need for the day. Don't walk out the house with $1,000. Don't walk out the house with your cards and everything like that because you end up having overdrafts and all that stuff. Keep all that at home. Take no less than like $20 to $50 or even $100 with you on you because when you pay with cash, that knows you know that this is the amount of money I have. Once it's done, where are you going to get the money from? You understand? So we can start saving our money and start having overdrafts. And at the end of the day, you're working and you're paying the bank because you got an overdraft. We got to stop. Stop the cycle. I am calling out to everybody, stop the cycle. No more overdrafts in 2011. Please, okay? Anything else you want to pay, stop paying with credit cards. Pay with cash so you can at least know how much you're spending. Also, get a budget book. Budget out the amount of money you get on your paycheck, divvy it up on things that you need and stuff that are your wants. If you want wants, put together a little bucket side that you're going to put in, put $1 a day, $20 a day. That's for something that you're going to do, you know what I'm saying, for yourself. But other than that, put the money away because you never know what might happen. You might have to instantly move because of an emergency or you might have to take care of something for your child. Whether it's a medical bill or anything, or get medicine to keep yourself alive, we have to stop preparing ourselves because tomorrow is not promised to anybody. But anyway, it's your girl, Lush Lush, and we live in the building. Make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com and check out everything that we got going on. But I'm going to take y'all back with African Bambaataa, Planet Rock. Y'all remember this joint? And let's go, Lush Radio.
Party people. Party people, say yo get funky. So sign it for, say yo get funky. The blue laces, say yo get funky. Yeah, just hit me. Just hit funk and hit me.
know what I'm saying? Rock it, don't stop it. Come rock it, don't stop. Remember where you was at back in the day when you first heard that song? I was glad to take y'all back tonight on Lush Radio Online. This is Let's Talk About Business. And I always try to keep it about my business. Sometimes in business, you know, you can't have a whole bunch of partners. Because everybody calls people their partners. This is my partner. How is that your business partner? They not putting in the same time, effort, or even some money or something in the situation. How is that your partner? Let's get it together. People that we call our partners, make sure they are contributing in some type of way. You understand? You know, and make sure that you understand what type of business you are doing out here. And sometimes some people that you have or you associate yourself can be detrimental to your business. So watch what kind of company we keep when it comes to business on top of that. Okay, the other thing I was going to tell you guys that tonight was basically when it comes to investment properties. A lot of people are like, oh, buy the house, you know, this, that, and the third. If you're going to buy, go ahead and buy shells. Shells. Baltimore and the Baltimore area, they all have shells. You know, they're basically structures that are the outside structure, but need some kind of fixer-uppers. So you can buy up a whole street. You know what I'm saying? Buy it up, you know, and, you know, buy up a street and go ahead and fix up the shell. And, I mean, you can definitely get some money, you know, out of doing that. Or, you know, go get, you know, if you got enough money to spend, go ahead and get an apartment complex or get a brownstone or something and break it up into sections and sell it out like rural apartments and stuff like that. Let's get money. Let's get residuals, you know. Let's stop doing all this small little bit-by-bit stuff, and let's go big and let's do some things that really count, and we will really see a turnaround when it comes to our money out here, man, our money. But anyway, I want to send this song out to everybody, you know what I'm saying? I love this song. I'm not a Lil Wayne fan, but I'm going to play this song anyway. It's Chris Brown, Look At Me Now. Look At Me Now. What? What's the rhymes? Lil Wayne, Chris Brown. Yeah. I don't know. It should be playing right now.
Well, okay, there you go.
I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club.
You can't even get in.
Leg out. Yellow model chin. Yellow bottle sipping. Yellow Lamborghini. Yellow top missing. Yeah, yeah. That shit look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years in 2 days. Ladies love me. I'm on my cool day. If you get what I get, what would you say? She whacked it all off, Mr. Miyagi. And the suicide doors, all he carries.
Look at me now, look at me now, oh. I'm getting paper, look at me now, oh. Look at me now, yeah.
Fresh to the motherfucker. Little nigga bigger than gorilla, cause I'm killing every nigga that can try to be on my shit. Better cause you chick, if you with it, I can get it. And she accidentally sees it fall on my dick. Oops, I said, oh my dick. I ain't really mean to say oh my dick. But since we talking about my dick, all of you here to say hi to me. I'm done.
Hell, Breezy. Let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie.
Let's go!
Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away. Better know that I don't and I won't ever stop, cause you know I gotta win every day, day.
Go.
She really, really wanna pop me.
Go.
Just know that you will never pop me. And I know that I could be a little cocky.
No.
You ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come, a nigga gotta set it, then I gotta go and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow it, and I gotta shudder any little thing a nigga think that he be doing, cause it doesn't matter, cause I'm gonna dead it, then I'm gonna murder everything and anything about a boom, about a bing. I gotta do a lot of things to make it clear to a couple niggas that I always win, and then I gotta get it again and again and again. And I be doing it to death, and now I move a little foul. Nigga, better call a ref, and everybody know my style. Niggas know that I'm the best when it come to doing this. And I be banging on my chest, and I'm banging the east, and I'm banging in the west. And I kinda give you more, and I would never give you less. You will hear it in the street, and you can read it in the press. Do you really wanna know what's next?
Let's go.
See the way we on it, and we all up in the race. And you know we gotta go, and I try to keep up with the pace. And we struggling and hustling, and set it, and I get it. And we always gotta do it, take it to another place. Gotta taste it, and I gotta grab it, and I gotta cut all through this traffic just to be at the top of the throne. But I know I gotta have it. Have it.
Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper, look at me now, oh, look at me now, yeah.
Fresh to the
man, fuck these bitch ass niggas, how y'all doing?
doing. I'm Latoon shit. I'm a nuisance. I go stupid. I go dumb like the Three Stooges. I don't eat sushi. I'm the shit. No, I'm pollution. No substitution. Got a bitch that play air movies in my jacuzzi. Pussy juicy. I never give a fuck about a hater. Got money on my radar. Dressed like a skater. Got a big house. Came with an elevator. You niggas ain't eating. Fucking tell a waiter. All they say, shoot him. And I say, okay. If you want that bullshit, then I'm like, Olay. I don't care what you say. So don't even speak. Your girlfriend a freak like Cirque du Soleil. That's word to my flag. And my flag red. I'm out of my head, bitch. I'm out of my mind. From the bottom of my climb. You ain't hollering at mine. Nope, not on my time. And I'm not even trying. What's poppin', slime? Nothing five. Nip they trippin', fuck them five. I ain't got no time to shuck and jive. These niggas is sweet as pumpkin pie. So rockin' Sprite on a private flight. Bitch, I've been tight and got in life. And my pocket's white. And my diamond's white. And my mama's nice. And my dad is dead. You faggot scared, cause I'm too wild. Been here for a while. I was like, fuck trial. I put it down. I'm so young money. If you got eyes, look at me now. Bitch,
look at me now. Look at me now, oh. I'm getting paper. Look at me now, oh. Look at me now, yeah. I'm fresh as them, motherfucker. Okay. Okay. Is that right? I'm fresh as them, motherfucker.
Girl, Ayanna Gabriel live in the building. I told y'all guys to go ahead and support her. She's definitely doing her thing, and she's going to be coming on and talking to us more about the whole event. Go to ExposeTV.com and support her and her movement. I'm going to go ahead and play this song from her. It's called Why. Call them at 347-826-7722. We're talking about business. Right there, you know what I'm saying? You know, we can't give you anything. We had to give you a little snippet of Ayanna, but you know, she could blow. You heard? So I'm telling you, I need you guys to go out there and support her on Exposed TV. It's Save a School Tour. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and sponsor her $20. And on top of that, it goes to a good cause. And then she gets a distribution deal. Come on, man. Support your local artists out there, man. We definitely support her. And we want you guys to go out there and do what you do. Because, you know what I'm saying, this is what we do at Lush Radio. We support independent artists that are definitely making an impact in the industry. Log on to XPOZETV.com and go ahead, go to the song that's entitled, go to the part that says entitled I Got Vocals and show that love and support, man, for her, man. Donate that, sponsor that, $20, there's other packages, but $20, go ahead and do that, man. It's not going to hurt you to do that. Save a school tour. You know what I mean? She wanna get a distribution deal, man. This is what we talking about. Support the independent artists. We wanna go to the line and see if we got Ayanna Gabriel live on the line with us. What it doing, baby? 718. What's up, Book?
Hi, how are you?
All right, excited, lovely, you know what I'm saying, to have you live on the show with us with your wonderful voice. Every time my phone rings, you can hear Ayanna, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing. Everybody turns around like, who's that? How you doing, Ayanna?
I'm fine. You know, I'm just like really, really blessed to have people help me, such as yourself. And Emma, give a shout out to Emma for you know, helping me promote this competition and just what I do as an artist. I'm really, really blessed, and the weeks are winding down, you know, for the competition to be over with. And I just need, like, people to just log on and just sponsor, you know. The lines, the site is open 24 hours. It's not like, you know, you have to vote at 10 and then it closed down. It's open up until, I think, the 5th of March. And then after that, the winner will be announced. So I need for everyone to go out and support, you know, because we have to do that. I think a lot of the times in this industry, as independent artists, we don't support one another. We don't. So log on to ExposeTV. That's XPOZETV.com. Go to the Sponsor Your Artist page. See myself, and also you'll see another young lady. It's a battle segment, and you know, just sponsor me. All proceeds go towards saving the schools from shutting down. The tour that was going to be set in place, and national distribution deal. So I would love to get to that point and that level and be able to come back and show the love back, you know, because that's what it's about.
Definitely, definitely. And people, think about it. It's a good cause, man. Education first, man. This is something that everybody definitely needs to go ahead and be behind and support. And we definitely co-sign it and give it a stamp, man. And Ayana can blow, man. She's a monster. Besides being in the studio, you got some people that got a studio voice and some people that can do live performance. She can do both. So I'm telling you, she's
Thank
a winner.
You.
Ayana, what made you get into the whole music industry and everything like that, Ayana?
Well, I actually wanted to be a dancer. I didn't know I can sing. Someone else caught wind of me just playing around singing, and that's how I discovered the gift that God has given me. And then what I did was I started to listen to different artists and started mimicking them until I got my own style. So, you know, I think music is a very good outlet, especially when you're going through whatever you're going through. It's a very good outlet. So that's to my soul, you know. Music is me. I mean, it may sound cliche-ish, but music is me. That's me, you know. And I love it. Whether I get a distribution deal, a record deal or not, I'm still going to be doing it because this is me.
Definitely, that's what it is. We got some callers live on the line. I think they want to show you some love and stuff. We got a caller from the 517. You're live in the building. That looks like VA or something like that. Shout out to 571. What it do, baby?
She already know.
Wow. Here we go, Cardi. What's up?
I'm just showing y'all love, man. I don't mind. I'm listening. I'm listening to the conversation and showing love, you know. I like people, man. I like people and I dislike people. It's both of them, baby.
We love you, Cardi. Cardi, you crazy. This is my boy, Cardi. You know what I'm saying? He does his thing out there in the DMV. He sings and raps and he does his thing. Cardi, I need you to go and support, man, Ayana, man. I need you to go out there and go vote. I need you to go
Thank you.
You sound real, real humble, man. I like her.
Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about, man. We definitely need that support. Now, stay on the line, Cardi. Stay on the line with it. I still got your line on me. Stay on the line. And I think I got Emma, the sexy Emma E2K, whose birthday's coming up, you know, on the 19th, you know what I'm saying? But the awesome birthday bash is going down on the 20th. What up, Emma? We got Ayana in the building. What it do, babe?
Did I miss her singing? I missed it. I didn't miss it yet.
No, she's going to go. You played a snippet of her song, though.
That's where Zip, because you know I got to hear her live. That's like my birthday present, girl. I love you, girl. I love you so much.
I love you, too. I love you too.
Well, I'm just here, you know me. I already took a sit down. I got the Moscato. I'm listening. I'm here chilling. Let's talk.
Yeah. So just really, really, it's just this. Industry is really is hard in any type of artistry you have, you know, be it a producer, a writer, singer. It's just so hard, and if you're not serious about it, you might as well just do something else.
That's true. You definitely got to be doing something that you're passionate with. That whether you're going to get paid or not, this is something that you enjoy doing. So the days that you don't get paid or you don't get recognized, you don't feel like you're not really accomplishing nothing. If you do something with passion, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? You're just happy to do it. I mean, of course, and if you can get the deals and all that, that's all perks.
Right.
But people should not get into any type of industry on just based on, oh, I'm going to be a millionaire. You know, because I cut nails right, because I do hair right.
Right.
No, you do that because you have a passion for it. You sing, you rap, you write, produce. You know, if that's your passion, then everything else is actually secondary. You know, the money and all that is actually secondary. It's good, it's needed, but if you're going in there just strictly for that, then
it's not gonna right.
All those times and days you pass on just waiting, it's gonna be real hard.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, definitely be real hard.
I also wanted to just let everyone know I was nominated for the Underground Video Music Awards. So I was nominated.
That's Sunday, right?
Sunday at the Producers Club. Mm-hmm. So, I'm trying, guys.
No, you out there. You know, you out there on the grind. You're not trying.
Yeah.
You're definitely out there on the grind.
You out there doing your thing. You know, you can't nobody
stop. And she's talented, yo. Lush, and she's talented. It's not like really like she's got, like, she's like the triple threat stuff, you know. And I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with these producers and label people out there. I really don't know.
She's supposed to be inside. She's supposed to be inside. Same thing I be saying about Cardi, too. I said, I don't know what's up with these people out here, man. They should have been signed. I don't understand. But, you know, it's all good. Because Lush Radio Online is going to continue to support y'all. And y'all going, you're going to get that distribution deal. And we're going to keep doing what we do, man. But, you know, everybody's asking me right now. Everybody's asking me right now, Ayana, can you give us that acapella, that Lush Radio exclusive?
Yeah, I made it on time.
What do you want to hear?
Whatever you comfortable with.
You know the judge asked you this, you know what I'm saying? I'm going down. You know, I want that song. I'm going to give it to her now. Get to
what can I sing? I'm trying to think something that's nice.
She wants that Mary, I'm going down. Right, Lush?
Yeah, I need that in my life right now.
All right.
Keep it
coming. Okay, let's see. I'm on my hands. Since you've been away, boy, I ain't got no plans. No, 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 no. 'Cause the sound of my rain against my window pane. It's slowly driving me insane. Oh, baby, I'm going down. I'm going down. Since you ain't around, baby, my whole world's upside down.
It's going down this weekend.
Wow, hold up. I got something for you. That was another Lush Radio what?
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Yo, my daughter got something to tell you. You said, did you want to tell her how hot she was, Taya?
I'm telling you. You're
awesome.
Natalia Stamps was awesome is a rap.
Cardi, what did you think about that, Cardi, over there? You already know.
I like it. I go down.
No, Cardi is crazy. Only Cardi would say stuff like that.
I like it. I go where she's sending me.
That was nice. It was nice. I can't lie, you know. Oof.
Thank you.
It didn't mess my ears up. I still can hear great. Thank you.
I love Ayana. Ayana is doing a lot of music. She's in the studio. Ayana, you working with what kind of the producers are you working with and stuff like that?
Right now, the producers that I'm working with are really limited. I really don't have a handful, but I'm working on a promotional album, and I have a nice amount of songs that are completed, but I still want to complete more. So I'm always looking for, like, new producers to work with to enhance, you know, my project and stuff.
Okay, that's what's up. We definitely got to, you know, we're going to do the producers and songwriters event that's free to everybody that's going out Friday. We definitely want you in the building because it's going to be different producers, different songwriters and stuff like that. And you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know, you get that right one over there because we definitely want, you know, I would definitely want to introduce you personally to Kevin Shine. You want to get some stuff out there, man, for real.
I'll
definitely
be
nominated.
I'll I'll be there.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man.
Mm-hmm. So if they want to see Ayana in person and live, make sure you make it also to the meet and greet on Friday in New York City.
Definitely. And I might, you know what I might do? I might just like be like, yo, Ayana, come up here, man, and just give them a little something. I just might go. I feel like
that happens to me a lot. I'll be prepared either way.
You bet I'm walking out. If Ayana don't sing, I'm walking out.
No, I'll be prepared.
Well, man, that's what it is, man. And since you're talking about business in 2011, man, what are some of the things that you think that people, you know, kind of do wrong? You know what I'm saying? Some of the cons when it comes to business. You know, some people's mindsets or how they do business. Talk to me, Ayana.
Well, what I think is, and the experience that I've had, and sometimes they say you can't work with your people, and it's some people take offense to it, but it's true. Sometimes you can't because they're not serious. You know, they don't take it the way that you're taking it. I believe that if you have any type of business, and it doesn't matter if it's in an entertainment business or not, and you have a team of people, everybody has to be on the same page. Everybody's goals have to be the same, meaning you all have to be wanting to reach for that same, you know, goal. But if you got two or three people on your team who, you know, they like slackers, they're so-so, then they're going to weigh you down, and they're going to stop your progress. And that's what I've had to deal with in the past. Like, I've had managers who were not fully doing what they were supposed to do, or I've had agents who was not doing anything at all but want credit. You know, it's just you got to have a right team. Everybody has to have the same – go back to what Emma said. Everybody has to have the same passion. If the passion is not there, it's going to show an outcome. The outcome is going to be nothing. You're going to be stagnated, less than a win, if you don't have a team of people who are working towards the same goal. That's my opinion and my experience, you know, and it's really frustrating, when you have people who can be gifted. They can be gifted and talented, but because of whatever other things are going on in their life, they're not taking it as serious as the other two or three individuals on the team. So that's my take on it.
And that's true right there. Emma, what's your take on business, some of the things that people do wrong?
People do everything wrong. They don't do shit right. That's the problem. That's the damn problem we have in the United States of America. What the hell is wrong with Obama? Not this.
Mm-hmm.
what it is, everybody sees themselves already signing autographs, you know, showing MTV their crib, and, you know, and driving the Lamborghini and flying here and there. They see themselves, like, when they think of, okay, I'm going to get into the certain industry, that's where their mindset go. And they skipped out a whole 10 years. It took a person or 15 or 20 years to get to that point, you know. So you have to live each day, like a relationship, like anything that you set out to do, any goal that you set out to do, is first, you know, the dream, the thought, and then the steps to, you know, to make all that happen. That can take anywhere between 5, 10, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, if you do this because you think you're going to, you know, then show MTV your crib, you know, then you could be there. You're going to be feeling real, real messed up and all that, disappointed and everything that you're waiting all that time. You know, there's some people that actually be like, I'm not even having a real job until this blows up.
Right.
How long you know this is going to blow up? You have to have a job. You have to pay bills. You got to live. You got to pay rent, pay, you know, child support, you know, whatever, eat. You know, there's got to be a plan A, plan B. Okay, you're skillful. You know how to sing or whatever, but what else do you have? You know,
right.
You a rapper and all that. Okay, that's cool, but what else do you own? Do you own anything?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you paying taxes? Do you even do taxes? You know what taxes is? Do you even know the process of it?
Right.
You know, like, you have to live in the real world,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, and then find a your own budget, your own money, and work with your own shit. Get in the studio, do this, pay that, pay CDs, pay promotional stuff, whatever. You know, get busy, because when somebody else looks at what you're doing and they see you doing it with your own money, with your own time, with your own team, that's what they want to invest in. People don't want to invest in stuff that's just starting. They want to just come in the middle. All right, they're about to blow up. All right, I'm going to, here's a check. I want to be a part of your team because you already have it going on. You know, these big, even the big record labels, they don't want to hear, I just became a rapper yesterday and I just started and I'm going to be the best one in the world. They don't want to hear that shit. They want to see, let me see the 5 years, 10 years that you put in already. Let me see what what you accomplished, what you managed to do on your own. Oh, you did all this by yourself? All right, here. So here's a check so you can go to the next level. They want to take you to the next level, not start you. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to start you. They're not going to wait. You know, it's like a baby going to kindergarten. All right, no, because when my child, graduates high school, he's going to be the best. Who's going to sit there and wait till the baby graduates for high school?
You're right.
Call me when you graduate out of high school, when you're ready to, or you're ready to get out of college, or you're ready to get out, and you're going to have your degree then. I'll be like, oh, okay, now you have, okay, so now I'll mess with you. And that's everybody else's mentality. Nobody wants to waste their money or their time on something they don't even know where it's going.
You've got
to show people that you are that valuable, that they should take out the time, that they should take out that money and invest in you. You are the product, You are the product. And you yourself should be promoting yourself 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to sleep and get up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, talk about, oh, I just got up and, this and that. While there's people that have been up since 6 in the morning on the grind back and forth, you don't want to leave your house because you don't have cab money. And these people are going in buses and trains and walking wherever they need to go to. You know what I'm saying? You, if it's not the biggest restaurant, you don't want to go in there, but you have the big CEOs that are eating their lunch in their office because they don't even have time to do that.
You know what I'm saying?
People want to live more than instead of living how they're supposed to be living. Relax with that. There's going to be time for all that. But don't think you became a rapper today and tomorrow already you're going to have an MTV crib because it's just not realistic. It's just not realistic. Be realistic about your situation, okay? I'm talented or whatever, but you know what? Let me get this job, and when I get paid, I'm putting a little money on the side, and enough. At the end of the month, I got 5-6 hours. I'm going to go in the studio, do this record, mix it down, whatever, blah, blah. The following week, I got this money. Let me, press some CDs, and wherever I go, let me give some out. Let me do this. Let me do that. Let me buy a computer. There's some people out there don't even have a damn computer. And it's damn technology time. Like, are you serious? They have a damn laptop computer. And you want to be eating drinking lobster?
What you're saying is right, though, Emma.
Come on. You got to get yourself ready and prepared and legalize yourself. Everything got to be legal. How are you trying to be your cribs and IRS is watching you? You talk about you ain't got no money. What the fuck? Listen here. You got to have your lawyer money. You got to have your accountant money. All that. You got to go into the library. They got free books. Read on your industry. Read up on what writers do or what they need to do or whatever, to get themselves legitimized. Everybody has to have some type of certificate for what they do. Certificate or license or whatever.
Yeah.
Find out what your industry is and then find out what you need to do to, to be legit in your industry. And then you could talk a good one. Then you could be like, I'm a CEO, I'm this, I'm that. And then, you got to be respected for it. But don't come tell me you're CEO and then I go do a search in a computer and your name ain't even freaking copyrighted. What the hell? Buying a chain that done cost you $2,000 with a name that is not even incorporated. Anybody else can just take it. So now you're promoting the next man's company. Hello, people. Wake up. All right. I'm going to shut up.
Well, she's right. The track master came with that advice. She's right. She's really right. I was only a few years ago, and track master told me that you need to build your resume.
Definitely.
Yeah, because it's like a million rappers. So you want to meet somebody, oh, I'm a rapper. Okay, and what does that mean?
I want to ask Connie, what you think? What are some of the things that people do wrong?
She pretty much covered the whole thing. Like, I stand with everything she just said. You know, I hope she had that copy written. You know, that's a book in the making. You know what I'm saying? She didn't sell a whole damn book. I might get some money off of her.
Philadelphia, PA 19135.
You know what I'm saying? But
spell my name right, Cardi. Just spell my name right. Cut the check.
Yeah, but I think that's the thing. Like, you know, in the business world, people don't know how to do business.
Yeah.
You know, the business thing is thrown out there so loosely. Like, everybody's here taking care of business. They don't even know what business is. A lot of people don't know what business is. That's
mm-hmm.
what messes up when you don't know what you're doing. That's the downside of business. People don't know how to do proper business.
Because they look at the fame. It's like that fame stuff, the chain, the this, the that. Most of that is be fake. Like, you know, the bling bling. It's like, oh, he's sitting next to, like, bottles. There's a table and there's mad bottles. How you even know he bought that? That could have been like somebody else. He's just standing there. Like, I just don't, you know, I don't know. People do the homework. It's like, you know, do the knowledge. Shit. Sorry, I'm going to shut up. Nothing.
Yeah, research. That's the thing that we're big on Lush Radio Online, is do your research. Learn what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? And you know, at the same time, you know, you can have as much money as you want to, but at the end of the day, if you don't know how to really properly put that money to where it matters, you're going to end up having a loss. And really, like, have money to be just thrown away like that. So, and just because you might have put a couple of this, that, on the third here, which if you're not staying consistent, out of sight, out of mind, this is how this business rolls. If you're not consistent, people are definitely going to forget about you. Then you're going to have to reinvent yourself once again, you know? So if you ain't into this game for the long haul, then don't even get into it, seriously, because you're going to get your feelings hurt.
Yeah, is that MC
Amahu?
No.
I think people are afraid to invest in themselves.
And this is another thing. This is a shout out to all those people out there, you know, that definitely want to, you know, that they try to use people. But in business, surround yourself with people that are going to add to you, not people who are going to take away from you. And I tell people, if you're going out, don't walk out there with $1,000 on your pocket. Walk out with enough money going to attack you for the day so you know you ain't spending no money. Keep your cars in the crib and go out there. So when somebody asks you, do they need this? You got this? No, I don't got nothing. I'm on a budget. I'm broke. That's why I'm going to throw this out there. This is a throwback, and we're going to come right back on Left Street Online. Style Conquest. I left my wallet in El Segundo.
Who was 4 feet high. I pulled over to ask where he was at. reservation. Instead of miles south, there's a fast food station. Thanks to your, as I thought, tip the motor. So I leave say,
damn, Pimp, what did you drop the bar for?
Well, this is what it looks like. Anyway, a gas station we passed. We got gas. There ain't all to eat grub. It was a nice little pump in the middle of nowhere. Anywhere would have been better. I ordered enchiladas and I ate them. Ali had the food punch. When we finished, we thought for ways to get back. I had a hunch. Ali said,
pay for lunch.
So I did it. Pulled out the wallet and I saw this wicked, beautiful lady. Was a waitress there. Put the wallet down and stand and stand. They should put me back into reality. Here's Johnny.
Yo, Tip, man, you got what you need?
I checked for keys and started to step. What do you know? My wallet, I forget. Yo, it was a brown wallet. Had pop numbers. Had my Jimmy hat. I gotta get it, man. Lord have mercy. The heat got hotter. Ali starts to curse me. I feel bad, but he makes me feel badder. Chit, chit, chatter. Cross, cross, me scatter. Break it on out. Sweep with North East. Thinking about the past week, the last week. Hands go in my pocket, I can't speak. Hop in the car and torpedo to the shack. The shot, we gotta go back. When he said why, I said we gotta go. Cause I left my wallet in El Segundo.
Peace, this is Emma E2K. Y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You're now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, you already know. My sister just told you. You're listening to Lush Radio Online. I left my wallet in El Segundo. That was one of them classic Tribe Conquest jump ones. I love that song. But anyway, stop walking around here with your pockets looking all fat when you know that's your refund check. You know what I'm saying? Put that money up and take only the money that you need. Because understand, the more money you have on your hands, the more time chances you're going to be broke because you're going to spend it because you have. It's tangible to you, okay? But we're back in the building with Ayana, Emma, and Cardi. Yeah, you already know.
Yeah.
It was a classic joint right then. Where were you guys at when you first heard Tribe Conquest, I Left My Water in the El Segundo, ladies?
Yeah, well, Diablo.
Oh, I don't know.
I was hanging out in Watson, I think, somewhere. I don't know.
Where was you at, Cardi, when you first heard that song?
Elementary school.
Oh, my God. What year was that?
That was, man, in the 80s, man.
I know,
late,
but what year, though?
With that song or the year I'm talking about?
No, the song.
Oh, I think that song was like 92. 93,
wasn't it? Oh, I don't
know.
It was between 90 and 93. I know that much.
That was in the 80s. That was the
90s. That was the 90s.
That was an 80s record. Hold on. Let's clarify. We'll go to the old holy on Google.
Let's Google it.
What year was I left my
put that
wallet.
On YouTube. They'll tell you the year. YouTube it.
YouTube to say the day it was posted. Say the year it was posted.
No, it tells you. Yeah, but there's like the description usually, like for those old videos. I don't know, some of them that I see, it tells you the year. Like them T-shirts and all that, whatever.
That was in 1990.
Okay,
I was definitely in
elementary school.
I was, let me see, in El Segundo. Let me see.
I was listening to it on the radio.
I don't say where I was at.
I was in fourth grade when that record came out.
Oh, my God.
Yep. So I didn't have a wallet, and I've never been to El Segundo.
I wanted
Yo, yeah. But I like that record. I love Tribe Called Quest. Especially that, that doom, the joint that Jay Dilla did, the vibration. Doom, doom.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Style, just that whole style.
Yeah, they changed. They did. And they and what's crazy is they sold records with that style. They didn't have to shoot up people. None of that.
Shoot up, have bling bling, none of that.
Oh, y'all missed it earlier. I played Planet Rock from, you know, African Rock Bottom, man. I played that joint, man.
Dang.
Take it back a little bit.
That's everybody's great-granddaddy right there. Shout out to African Man Bada.
Definitely. Shout out to the Zulu Nation, all the Zulu Queens. Shout out to IT. His birthday's this Friday. We're going
to
be up in the building.
Shout out to him. Shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that's doing their thing out there. I'm going to tell them anything that's going on with the birthday bash, man. Tell them about the Elsa tour.
Oh, my God. My exclusive birthday bash? The selectable? It's so exclusive that I have to actually come out and pick you. They're going to be like, you? Yeah, okay. No, it's not that. That's a lie. But what is not a lie is that if you don't know me and I don't know you, you ain't getting in. The place is mine on Sunday. Mimosa's Lounge, New York City, February 20th. We shutting it down. Strictly just friends and family. And I have to do it just like that because you just with that alone, the capacity is already limited. So, you know, that's how we do it. We're doing
that's
it grown and sexy.
That's for a lot of people.
You know grown and sexy. And it's going to be off the hook. It's going to be off the hook. DJ Ambush is on the Wheels of Steel.
I'm going to be in the building.
We're going to have a couple of celebrity performances coming through. I can't really mention no names right now, but, you know, after the event, we'll definitely be blowing it up and tell you who was in the building, who came through, who showed love. And, you know, that's how we're going to do it.
And it will be videotaped, so it's going to be a movie, baby. It's going to be a movie. We're making movies out here, yo.
Action! You gotta let me know, like, come on camera, though, so I can suck on my gut. Action! Here you go. Now. Don't be having me looking all like, what?
Don't forget, the meet and greet is free to everybody. Y'all need to come through. It's going down. I'm sending out another blast tonight. Also, don't forget to support Ayana. Ayana, once again, give everybody the site they need to go and support you at. Give them all your links and all that stuff so they can check for you. And an email, you know, just in case they want to send you some tracks and stuff like that to get on. Okay?
Okay. All right. It's www.expose, that's XPOZETV.com. Go to the sponsor your artist page. And sponsor me for $20. There are other packages, but I say $20 because it's, times are hard, you know, and people don't have it like that. And just vote for me, and so I can win this thing. Also, if you want to email me, you can email me at vocallygifted1@gmail.com. And I just look to see you guys out in the audience cheering me on, be it there, you know, in spirit or be it physically there, and in my movement.
And where can they hear your music if somebody's interested in hearing some, you know, where do you have your music posted anywhere?
Well, I have, they can check me out on YouTube. They can just put my name and they can check me out. I have videos up there of some original stuff, some covers. But right now, what I'm going to do is I have a few tracks that I'm going to get to you guys so y'all can play it to the population and stuff. I'm going to send it to y'all. And other than that, that's it. Like, I'm working on trying to complete the album, and it's long overdue. So, like I said, I'm always looking for producers, different producers, to add a different flavor to the project. And that's about it. I'm just going to hope and pray. It's 3 more weeks left to the competition. The competition ends at 12 a.m. on actually not March 5th, it's March 6th. I said 5th. At 12 a.m. On March 6th, that's when all the votes have to be in. And, you know, if you're going to sponsor me, you have to sponsor me no later than 12 a.m. on March 6th.
Definitely.
So the boards are open all 24 hours. No set time for it to be shut down. So you can vote at any given time.
Oh, up really, that's the most nigga.
I can't hear you.
That's what's up.
Oh.
That's what it is. Definitely support her and everything that she's doing. Make sure you guys log on to www.lessradioonline.com and see more information about Ayanna stuff. Make sure that you, you know, when I send out the blast, you guys click on it, go support, and go on there and make sure you support her. On track for that, follow Emma E2K on Twitter, Future Guru 100, Lush Radio Online. Yo, today we got 3,000 followers. On Lush
Radio.
Wow.
Wow. Congratulations. Oh, wow.
I want to
the number.
Lush, I also want to
say,
I said, we doing the numbers. That's to Ayanna.
Huh?
You were saying something, Ayanna. I'm sorry. You know me. I'm just always, I can't stay quiet. I'm going to shut up now.
No. I forgot to stress also, like, if there are any educators out there that's listening, the cause, you know, it's not just a distribution deal. It's for proceeds are going towards the stopping the shutting down of the schools and the programs all over within the different 50 states. It's we're trying not to have as many schools and programs shut down. So the proceeds are going towards that as well. So if there are any educators out there, they can, I urge them to go on and sponsor as well.
Definitely.
It affects them. It affects them and their children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they can spread it. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. We definitely want to support you. And also, don't forget to log on to www.whoisamp.com. And also follow the real AMP on Twitter. And don't forget Thursday is Street Queens the Movement. But I will be live. I will be in the New York area on Thursday. So if you want to get at me, holler at me. Emma will be in there on Friday. So everybody's gonna be live in the building. The whole crew is gonna be representing live on Friday. So we're gonna be in New York throughout the whole week. So Ayanna, we definitely want to check for you out there. You know, hopefully we are there Friday because we want to see your beautiful self there. And, you know, we want you to get on the mic and blow for us.
Okay.
So that's what it is, man. And Cartier, go ahead and get everybody your Twitter, fan.
It's Carty_yeah, Carty underscore Y-E-A-H. Simple as that. You know, follow back, you know.
I'll follow back.
I follow me and follow back. Just follow whatever. I'm just saying that. You could tell that I am not an artist. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, it could work. You know?
Yeah. Like, you hear all those songs. Come on. There's crazier songs out there. And it's like, come on.
Yeah, it could work. Also, the new edition, you can catch me on Music Choice, you know, online, Comcast, Verizon, you know. I'm on that thing. 75 million.
Go ahead.
Say what?
Don't forget that if you do the song, I want 20%. All right, but keep on with your stuff.
Okay? I give you 15.1.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Oh, they can hit me up on my
I'm sorry, Cardi. No, but Cardi was giving his information. Go ahead, babe.
No, I was just saying, that's the new addition. I'm on Music Choice right now.
You're on Comcast, and you on Music Choice.
Comcast and Verizon. Like Music Choice is it's like a music channel. It's like thousands of different channels. You got rock and roll. We got kind of like XM and Sirius, but it's like cable.
Oh, you gotta pick the genre. R&B, rap.
Yeah, my genre is the rap channel. You catch me on the rap channel any given day. I'm on there. They got the pictures up. I'm looking real nice. They loving me on there, man. It's not nationwide, you know. It's that nationwide love. I got people from Texas showing me love, Houston, Atlanta, Harlem, Minnesota. Everybody loving the record. So I'm about to shoot a video for that soon. We're going to make it happen. Oh, yeah, man.
All right. Let me find out. Cardi's on the job, killing it right there.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm on a lower mind, man. You know, I don't say too much to the time, you know.
All I'm saying is when you blow up, don't forget the little people, man. If you need a drop,
I'll let you there. I'll be in the studio on Friday.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I love it. Drop.
I do it for your Spanish and everything, but for my bilingual people, so they can know who you be, son.
That's what's up, man. We go all link up, man, one day we go link up and just make it happen, man. I got to go up to New York to chill, talk to y'all, party with y'all up in New York.
Yeah, you have to come and party in New York for sure. We do it up big.
Yeah, I know. I definitely know.
It's a girl, Lush. We live in the building, man. We're talking about business, getting your business together. Don't forget to log on to www.lushradioonline.com. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up, you know what I'm saying? The final thought is, you know, nobody can hold you back except for yourself. When life throws you a curveball, you are in charge of what direction it goes to. And on top of that, you know, can't nobody tell you that you can't do nothing? How would you know if you don't try? You know what I mean? Walk out on faith. You know what I'm saying? Rome wasn't built in 2 days. You know what I'm saying? It takes time for perfection. But remember, not everything is perfect. If we were, then we would all be gods and God. You know what I mean? So, Radio Online, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Put God first, love yourself, and do what you do, man. And make sure that you support your community each and every day, because if we put it out in the universe will take care of us. Shout out to my boy Hop the Great. Shout out to everybody that's doing their thing, man. I think I feel like another take back, because you know we all love Tribe Conquest. So, you know what I'm saying? Check the rhyme. This is a classic joint, you know what I'm saying? So I want y'all to rock with me. We out of here. Lush Radio Online. Peace.
She already know.
On the boulevard, I landed. We used to kick routines, and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract.
And me, the 5 footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine? That we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean.
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer, cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, I swear you're dead wrong. I slay that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply, the fight is not the man. Cause you know, and I know, that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk and peace. Cause I love it when you whack and see despise me. They get vexed, I will next to none contest me. I'm just a fight and see who's top of three and very brave. On top remaining, no, I'm training cause I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word. Check the vibe.
Was so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the zap.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock? Those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I'll receive the message and you will play the fender.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny leg, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My optical presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids, watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it. Look at how. how they act. Talking better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with the chrome and proper. What you say, hammer? Proper. Rap is not pop if you call it that and stop.
Yo, this is Kevin Shine. You're not rocking with the best. My girl Lush Online Radio, Kevin A&R Shine of the firm, Foundation for Innovative Resource Management, formerly A&R Consultant to the senior VP over at Jive Records, Wayne Williams, and a part of the Grammy-nominated project, Untitled, R. Kelly. That's right. We're going to try to take it down this year. But real big shout-out to you, Lush, and the team. Doing it real big over there always. You are now rocking with the best. Lush Online.
You look like you just got this.
No. Come on, y'all. We got to do the thing.
The thing? For her?
Yes, the thing. For her. Right now. Come on. Jet setter. Go get her. Nothing better. Call me Mr. Bennett. And that top model here to you every day. Everywhere. Less than all, but more than a few. But I never met one.
Better.
this is Kevin Shine. You're not rocking with the best. My girl Lush Online Radio. Kevin A&R Shine of the firm, Foundation for Innovative Resource Management, formerly A&R Consultant to the Senior VP over at Jive Records, Wayne Williams, and a part of the Grammy-nominated project, Untitled, R. Kelly. That's right. We're going to try to take it down this year. But real big shout-out to you, Lush, and the team. Doing it real big over there always. You are now rocking with the best. Lush Online Radio.
Well, you heard it first. You are now rocking with the best. So, you know what I'm saying? And I'm about to be rocking with the best again. I told y'all we was going to wrap it up, but I just couldn't hold myself back. Had to come back on for the last 35 minutes. And, you know, we are blessed to have the one and only Kevin Shine. My brother from another mother, family, love him to death. He goes hard in the paint. He definitely supports independent artists, singers and songwriters that are doing anything in the industry, and he always drops jewels. And, you know, tonight is Let's Talk About Business, and he will be, you know, our Knight in Shining Armor on Friday. He's the headliner on the event going down, the Essence of Icons, and he's going to talk more about it. So I think we have the one, the only, Kevin Shine live in the building with us. What up, Kevin?
Yo, 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 man, you're rocking with the best Lush Radio Online. It's all good up in here.
Let's give you some Lush Radio love. That's what's
up,
man.
What up? How's everybody today? Well,
just happy today, you know what I'm saying, to have you live on the line with us, man. So talk to us, Kevin.
What?
You got this event, you big event you're doing with me on Friday. Talk to us. What made you, you know what I'm saying, decide you wanted to get this thing popping, man?
Man, I mean, let's keep it 100. I mean, me and Lush have been really, since I first got my A&R position or whatever, she's been like a super, super, super tremendous supporter of mine, and I'm such a fan of hers, and in the sense that this radio, you know, show, I think is a great show, it's a great platform, and I just felt like it was time to take it to the next level. It's time for us to team up and really, you know, take the relationship and really try to do something. You know, we said, you know, we wanted to do this from day one. We still, I think, got the DMV in mind. We definitely want to come there, but we're going to kick it off at Big Apple, and that's how we time to do this thing.
Definitely. And talk to us, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, about, you know, business Wednesdays, talk about business. Some of the things you're going to be dropping, you're going to be dropping some jewels on Friday, especially for some of these songwriters and producers and a lot of these
I really just want to just reach out to my brothers and sisters because I know that a lot of people are, you know, still aspiring very, very hard to get signed, to be a part of an infrastructure that is what I call in its horse and buggy phase. And, you know, and meaning, you know, while people are getting ready to be riding them cars, we still talking about people running around talking about the horse and buggy. Talking about they, you know, they still lassoing up the horse and trying to get them, feed them oats and stuff like that. And that's how the record companies are right now. They're really starting to, you know, the one area they held and dominated, which was distribution, is no longer theirs solely anymore. The other areas that they held and dominated was their relationships and access to the media, and that's not even theirs anymore. So now we're in a position where you as an independent have to start thinking about this thing in terms of what kind of business do you want to be, what kind of business do you want to run. A lot of you are crippling yourselves because you're only saying, I want to be an artist. Here, and then at the same time, you're not hiring good business people to run your companies. Or you're trying to be the artist and the executive, and you don't know how to juggle the two together. And then the most important thing that you guys are, you know, that you guys are missing is that no record company ever flourished or was able to maintain without a publishing wing. So a lot of you artists are really songwriters, and you don't embrace it enough for me. You don't embrace it in a way that would help you build your brand when songwriting is really the new artist development.
It is the way to the future. It's your way to build your brand. And I just want to talk about some of them things, and I just want to address some of them things and teach you how the new model, the new independent, is going to get down going forward. You know what I'm saying? And I want to do it with my girl Lush, because we always keep it 100 over here anyway.
Definitely. You know, ain't no reason to lie about it, because we definitely don't want you guys to fall in the path of other people. We don't want you to be the next candidate to set yourself up for failure. You even see some of these old school artists, they'll tell you, look, I didn't learn until I'm getting into my 30s or my 40s about even publishing, about even getting my business together. I never really started getting paid until later on in my career, because they didn't know about the business, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
well, a lot of them are not looking at themselves, and this is going to be the really, this is the key biggest topic that everyone is missing out on. We are not no longer in a place where we're judging these artists by their talent. We're not judging them by who's the best singer, the best rapper, who makes the best beats. What we're judging you now by is your ability to connect with these people and brand your name so that people will remember who you are. If I don't remember you and I don't know you, I don't know what you was talking about. So you could have the best record, the best talent, the best songs, the best everything, and still be a nobody. What are you doing to connect with these people? That's the only question the companies want to know now. What strategy are you using? And a lot of you, I call it hip-hop 101, people who follow the model that's been going on for 20 years, you can keep on throwing them posters up. You can keep on throwing them flyers up. You'll be out there getting fines and all kind of stuff by yourself, because everybody ain't out there looking at them things no more. They just litter. That's litter now. Flyers are litter now. All that's litter. All you're doing is littering up the place now. What you need to do is you really need to get on these and on the internet, and you really need to figure this thing out. But we ain't going to talk too much about all this, because we don't want to give away too many of the jewels. We really need y'all to come out, and we really need y'all to come out. We made it free. Me and Lush, we haggled over this because we understand, you know, man, we didn't want to just give you this, but at the end of the day, we said, man, we want to do this for our people. So I'm asking all of you to come out. Not for us, but for yourselves. Even if you want to come out and you want to ask questions to challenge what you think is the way it needs to be stated or whatever, bring that. But also be mindful when you come. We're trying to run an orderly event. I don't care nothing about how much you've been hustling. I don't care nothing about how much you've been telling people you going, how great you are. I don't care nothing about that. All I care about is us coming together as a people. And getting the and making sure our people leave there with the right answers, so that we can be progressive and move some people into the future and run some successful businesses as a great America, you know, which is, and I don't mean to sound like Obama, because I'm not trying to be pro black or pro white or pro anything. I'm just trying to talk to people about how we can get this money.
And definitely, that's the truth, and that's what we're trying to do over here. With the firm and Lush Radio Online, we're definitely, a shout out to all the sponsors and everybody that's definitely, you know, supporting the movement. Shout out to Yoshiko ENT also, you know what I'm saying, for definitely, you know, helping us out. Shout
there
out to Coast to Coast DJs and AU DJs.
Coast
and,
to Coast.
Everybody that's, you know, rocking with us, you know, so, and shout out to them. And they also got an event going on too. Tomorrow, the Coast to Coast Industry Mixer, like they always do, Artist Showcase, DJ Battle. It's going to be Tay Dizzum, Nasty Boy, and Black Donna, and official release party for Tay Dizzum's Coast to Coast mixtape. Thank you for being a friend. And DJ Epps and DJ Rob De Niro is going to be live in the building. So check out for that. We are one of the media sponsors, Lush Radio Online. Check for that. That's going down tomorrow. But don't forget our event, man. Our event is going down Friday. And it's
Friday,
going to be crazy. Friday is going to be Friday. You know
crazy.
What I'm saying? It's going to be crazy. I mean,
crazy.
I got people calling me from freaking Sacramento, people calling me from West something. I'm getting crazy area codes. I'm like, yo,
crazy.
I'm like, yo, what are you people, son? People saying,
crazy.
Yo, how can I? You asking me how can I send you my flyers and stuff like that? I'm gonna tell you guys now. We're making it free, but I'm not promoting your stuff for free. If you want it that bad,
no.
You know what I'm saying? If you want it that bad, then you can come.
You gotta support yourselves. That's real talk. I mean, you guys out here, man. I'm gonna say this, man. Whenever somebody, and I do say somebody such as my girl on this line, extends herself to you, and she says she's gonna open the door. That don't mean we should get greedy. We still got to go and support the venue. We still got to support Lush. We still got to support ourselves. There's no such thing as handouts. There's no such thing as $1 million for free. This is, you cannot get $1 million for free nowhere. And no one is going to give you $1 million for free. If you want, you all we can give you is, like I said, we can give you the blueprint on how to make yourself eat. If you don't do the work to make yourselves eat, then that's on you.
Definitely. That's a real talk right there. We definitely need to definitely support one another, and we need to, if you're about your business, be about your business. Don't be talking all this yah. You just want to be doing internet on the business. Like, once in a while, you're going to have to show face in this industry. You know what I mean? No, ain't no need to front, because I'm going to tell you, I'm the type of person, I'll come to your town. I don't play no games. Let's will land in Atlanta, Florida, wherever I need to be, and I will see how you rolling. Let's really be about our business. For real.
Real talk. But Russ, I think you think real, you know, when it comes down to, you know, how this game is really laid out, I think the bottom line is that, you know, we've all watched, you know, like we watched the Grammys. And we watched how, you know, everybody was just sure Justin Bieber was going to win. You know what I'm saying? And really, at the end of the day, I mean, and no pun intended to the hip-hop community, no pun intended to the avid fans of Justin Bieber, but you cannot merit the quality of that girl's work. He cannot touch her in that arena. And the Grammys are not about popularity. It's about composition and quality of song and records. Not who was the hypest, but who brought the material to the table. And what people don't know is that girl is phenomenal. And so you guys, at the end of the day, a lot of times we get caught up on hype. We get caught up on what the media feeds us and what people tell us is good. But we don't really be doing our homework to really find out that real music is not really gone. It's just that we're not paying attention.
That's right.
It's not gone. We're not paying attention. That's all.
That's definitely real. We ain't never saying any better. And don't forget, the event is located at the Ecuadorian Restaurant and Bar at 767 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454, between Buckner and Willow. You can take the 6 train if you're taking the train to Cypress and walk across the street. For more information, you can call me at 202-527-9176. Follow me at Lush Radio Online, or go ahead and contact Yoshiko ENT at 804-506-0199. Follow 11 at 11950. Also, Dana Dane's artist and a producer, Kevin Shine, Kevin_ANR_Shine. Also, Buddha the Future at Buddha the Future.
Big shout out, Future.
Shout out Future Guru 100, going hard in the paint for us all day, every day. You know
all
what I'm
the
saying?
Time. Big shout out my girl Yoshiko, going hard in the paint. Big shout out.
Definitely. And what do you think, since we are talking, what do you think are some of the things that people do wrong in business in general? What are some of the things that you've seen that you've seen in 2010 that you think people should stop doing in 2011?
I think we should stop waiting on the government to figure it out. I think we need to figure it out by ourselves. I think we got to start getting back out here, and we got to get our, you know, get back in grind mode. I think we got to cut back on some of our expectations and stop spending.
like we got $1 million coming in. And, you know, I think if you, you know, you went and bought that house because you just wanted a big old house, but you know you can't afford that house and you thought you was going to have enough money coming in, then you should have been smart enough to say, yo, I got to scale back. I got to live within my means. I got to start thinking about my business in the next, you know, 5 years instead of the next year. And some of us, we're risk takers. Some of us are adventurous and we like to live adventurous and live on the edge. But, you know, hey, that's a, when you live like that, you also take a chance and a risk that you, if you fail, you're going to take your whole business down. And by taking your business down, you're taking down somebody else's livelihood too. So don't always be selfish. Don't think of yourself. Think about other people when you make these decisions, because we are all trying to sustain out here. And some, and that might mean we got to cut back a little bit. But, hey, in the long run, it's not about who looked the best. It's about who was there at the end of the day, because some of them cats that you see flossing and riding around looking like they doing it real big, they not going to be around long because they got too much to do to keep that up, and they not thinking smart for the long haul.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And you got to think smart, man. You definitely got to think smart. And this business, like he said, it's about longevity. It's not about who's the flashiest. Who's going to remember you at the end of the day? You done spent all this money on this fake jewelry and stuff. You can't even pay your bills. You can't feed your children. You can't even do what you really wanted to do because you wanted to be flashy instead of putting your money and investing it back into your business, you know? And most people
right,
don't even know how
like,
to do
it. Even with my business, I just recently had to make a very hard decision. I had a very, very extremely talented artist that I was working with that I was very excited about. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we had to do the math, money coming in, money going out. It wasn't enough money coming in to really say, okay, let's continue to do this. The money that was coming in was coming from a different source. And so now, in order to keep my business alive, I have to pay attention to the source where the money is coming from. I can't ignore the source of where the money is coming from for a source that I want to be the source. So I had to give up that. I had to take that hit, let that person go, and expand on where the money was coming in. And because I made that decision, it really took my business to another level. Like my business increased almost 30% in that quicker time span, just on making that decision alone. So you have to make a decision about money coming in, because where's your money coming in? Where's your money coming from? And how is that? How are you generating that money? Not just according to your 9-to-5 job, but according to your business, where you want this to be your income. You know, your residual income. So if your business isn't making it or your residual income right now, then you got to go back and you got to reanalyze, do you really want to launch your business? Do you really want to put it out there that big? Do you really, you know, are you bringing in the right people, the right sources, the right consultants? You know what I'm saying? These kind of things to help you understand how your business goes. Because a lot of people don't go to school on their own business. They don't understand that people do all kinds of seminars and different things to help you better understand how to be a better business, not just a star, but a better business. Because that's ultimately, we all have dreams of being CEOs. We just don't all have dreams of being business people.
Definitely. And you know, people get so stuck on this whole CEO title. Everybody wants to put, I'm the CEO. But look, you know, the reason why I got CEO in front of my thing is I do good business. I do good business. You know, not everybody is actually, you know, should have the honor of being a CEO. If you can't be an Indian first and learn from your superiors and understand it from the ins and out and then step forth and walk on faith and do yours, then you can't be a leader. You know what I'm saying? You can't be a leader. You know, it's a lot of people that's out here that say they're leaders, but they can't lead their soldiers to nothing, you know? And I told people before, if you weren't making any money in the past 4 years and whatever you're doing, it's time for you to go back to the drawing board, seriously. There's no point in you wasting money in something that you're not making money in.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
No,
that's true.
Right now, they said we're not, people saying, oh, we're not really. We still, some people are making it through this so-called recession, and some people aren't. Because some people don't know how to adapt and switch gears, and you have to be able to adapt no matter what. You know, make a dollar out of 15 cents.
I do remember when Obama got in office that he made it very clear that in order to work out of this, we're going to have to, he's the key word, work ourselves out of this. He didn't say that it was going to be about some tax cuts. He didn't say it was going to be about, okay, him putting money out there. He's basically doing three jobs, trying to get everything back to order. And meanwhile, every time he misses something, they're highlighting everything he misses, but they're not highlighting everything he's doing. And we're not standing behind him and giving him the time to do it right. We put up with Bush for two terms, and he did nothing. And this man is doing everything in his power to change this economy around, and we're already ready to run out the back door just because of a few things gone wrong. And I just disagree with that because I just feel like it doesn't really, you know, and I hate to say it, have anything to do with is he a good president. I just think some of us have got panicky, and some of us have slipped back into our prejudiced ways, and some of us have got lazy, and some of us are starting to think that this thing was going to be easy, and we're getting scared, and we're petrified. Me, I'm still a bigger fan of Obama as I was the day he went in office, and I stand by him 100% because I just believe the fact that he's in there and he's in that position and he took that challenge on. I mean, we got to look at the way he ended up in that office. He didn't do this over a 10-year span. He didn't, you know, some people would take them 10 years to get that kind of money up. He went straight from being a senator straight to being the president. And he went at probably the worst time to go into presidency because we were in major debt. So I just feel like right now my responsibility to him is to make myself a better American by getting out here and getting to work. And I run an independent business. So I feel like, you know, if someone is not thinking about working their business, then they're not really thinking about being in business.
Definitely. And that's definitely it. And everybody, a lot of people are just really, really, really stuck on, you know, somebody's going to hand them something. You know, somebody's going to hand them something. Who's handing you something? No one's handing anything to you. You have to go out there and get it. I had to get it. Kevin had to get it. You know, we all had to get our own stuff. I mean, who's going to... This day and age, how many people you find that are really nice that's really going to hand you anything? You got, if you about, this is your dream. This isn't our dream. This isn't me or Kevin's dream. This is your dream. So if you want it, you're going to go out there, tighten up your shoes, lacing them up, you know what I'm saying, and go out there and go get what you want out here in the world because nobody's going to give it to you. I'm not going to give it to you, and he's not. We're going to give you some information on Friday. That's why we employ everybody to come through. We're going to give you some information on Friday. It's up to you. They said you can lead, you can show them the water. You can lead them to the water, but it's up to them to drink the water, you know. And that's what I have to say, you know, and it's the truth.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. I'm pumped. I'm excited to get on the plane tomorrow to get to New York. And, you know, I'm excited to, you know, to be there Friday and just be a part of it. You know, New York at one time was what I would call my second home. Of course, I'm from Chicago. I now live in Atlanta. But, you know, New York has always been, you know, and you know, and I think that the New Yorkers' spirit and their grind taught me a lot about this business, and man, just to be in the position I'm in now, to come back to one of my homes and be able to contribute back to the, you know, the New York community means a lot to me. So I'm gonna be totally amped up and ready to go, and just ready to see the people and really just have a good time.
Definitely. We definitely can't wait to see you. I'm amped. Because this is going to be actually, every time I come to Atlanta, you know, I'm either busy or he's busy and stuff like that. So this will be our first time seeing each other,
yay,
you know, face to face. So that's going to be off the hook.
Yeah, it's dope. That's dope. But I'm looking forward to it. I apologize, everybody, for being late. I it's a busy person. Even now, I've got people looking at me going, okay, next. I'm going. So I just definitely didn't want to let everybody down because I really think it's important that everybody be there on Friday, and I think it's important that y'all continue to support my girl because you're rocking with the best over here at Lush Radio Online. Y'all rocking with her. Y'all over here giving her the love. Keep giving her the love because I give her the love, and we all love you, Lush, for real talk.
That's what it is. I love you, man. Make sure you support, Kevin and everything that you do, everything that he does, and I hope nothing but the best for you. Can't wait to see you on Friday. And don't forget that, you have the power, like Captain Planet said back in the day. The power is yours. You have the power to change your world. If you're not happy with what you're doing right now, you have the power to change it. No one is in control of you but yourself. Understand what I'm saying? So keep doing what you do. I love you. The world loves you. And keep doing what you're doing. And I'm out of here. Lush Radio Online. And I'm about to take y'all. Shout out to the Godfather, African Bambaataa. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
And
see your, no doubt.
Say your prayers out there to DJ Kool Herc.
Big shout out to Kool Herc. I hope you get better. I wish him all of my prayers.
Definitely. And we're gonna go ahead and go to this song. Y'all remember back in the day when you first heard this song? Remember this song, Planet Rock? Where was you at, Kevin?
Oh man, I was a kid, pop locking, trying to understand this thing called hip hop.
I wish I had a video of that, man. Kevin Poplocker, for real. That's what it is, man. We out of here, man. African Bambaataa, Planet Rock, and we out of here. Peace.
What?
Party people, party people. Say yo, get funky. So sign it for. Say yo, get funky. Don't do you later. Say yo, get funky. Yeah, just hit me. Just say